Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mel Mazara. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sig Grayska. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Denny Gailhouse. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hughes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to second. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Clift moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabor moves to second. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hoag. Desodles reaches second base with a double. Tabor scores. Williams moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hughes is called out on strikes. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoag moves to second. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazara strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Grayska settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn strikes out. One out. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska is 0-for-1 in the game. Grayska takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazara. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hoog. Williams reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Gailhouse covering, for the out. 2 outs. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a line drive towards third. Tabor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Mazara hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Mazara reaches second base with a double. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grayska hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mazara scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse takes first base on ball 4. Desautels moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska fields it and throws to second for the out. Desautels moves to third. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Desautels scores. Kramer moves to second. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 3 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hogue hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Hughes scores. McQuinn moves to third. Hogue moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Monty Weaver now pitching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift is walked intentionally. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields it and throws to second for the out. McQuinn scores. Hoag moves to third. Two outs. It's Browns, 5, Red Sox, 5. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoag scores. Mazzara moves to third. It's 6-5, Browns. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grayska hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mazzara scores. Glenn moves to third. It's 7-5, Browns. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Glenn scores. Grayska moves to second. It's 8-5, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doerr is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Desodles hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hughes bunts towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada moves to third. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Almada scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoag moves to third. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Emerson Dickman. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Wade now pitching. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wade fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grayska strikes out. There goes Glenn. The throw from Desodles to second, and Glenn is out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.